It's just gone 11 o'clock in the evening on Monday, 3rd of August 2009. Day 21, if we're still counting the days since Beth had her surgery. And it's probably best that we do so because she's still in hospital. You find me just taking some washing down off the line before I put another load up. Brushing concrete off as I go. I think the washing machine is slowly disintegrating from the inside. My suspicion is that a bit of concrete's fallen off the ballast that stops it from rattling around the kitchen. And if I can get inside it, I will fix it, but I'm not going to do it with this large pile of washing that needs doing. Today's been a bit of a roller coaster day, to use a cliche. That's about the third message I've had from Orange today. I've been dealing with Orange because long time ago we started with Orange, and they said if you give us £15, we'll give you £5 credit and then give you five free texts with the £10 left, five free texts every day for life. Now, we all know what life means, don't we? Turns out that it was the life of the SIM card, and when I upgraded my SIM card to 3G compatibility, that disappeared and it was gone. In fact, Orange had been fairly cunning anyway, and they tried to withdraw it a couple of years afterwards, thinking that actually it was a fairly poor idea. Though, don't get me started on the value for money of Orange SMSs. It works out something like £140 per megabyte of data, because you're only sending 160 characters and they're charging you 10p for it. But they seem to think it's it was a bad thing to do, so they restricted it from Orange to Orange phones only. So, for example, if I tweeted through it, it would cost me money. Since changing my SIM card to a 3G one, that's all gone entirely now, and so they've moved me onto something called Dolphin, where if I top up a certain amount, they give me a certain number of free texts. Now, since I don't make phone calls, the free texts are going to be used up, and then I won't need to top up because I've used the free texts, so it's all rather complicated. And I don't like it at all, and I want to do something else. I tend to use text messages mainly on my phone rather than making phone calls. So yes, Beth's still in hospital. Getting right back to the original subject. She had a bit of a volatile day today. I'm moving into the other part of the room. Putting you down. Volatile day today. She felt something kind of go where the operation had been. And when the doctors were called in, or the doctors came to do their rounds, they said, uh-oh, you're going to need another MRI scan and perhaps some more surgery. And that was the text that Beth sent me and her mum and her brother, and I sort of tweeted earlier. And she tweeted, and that left her in a lot of pain, unfortunately. But Mr. Ye did his round after lunch. He tends to come over on the second sort of walk round. And said, oh yes, I know what that is. And said what she needed was one of these elasticated, sort of tight elasticated, sort of rather thicker than waistband things, about the size of a sort of a boxer's championship belt, except not nearly so decorative. And she was literally just about to being given it when I turned up for my visit. And it really seems to have helped, because the fact is, she's got to keep moving around to keep the blood flowing around her body, but she's also got to kind of stay horizontal to allow the sort of the wound to heal up without being stressed. And what the benefit of this is that she can move around while keeping sort of everything where it should be. It's eliminated a lot of the pain when she was standing and stopped her from getting lightheaded, which is only to be expected under the circumstances. And so from a morning of anxiety when I sort of took the children to the library, we did a little bit of shopping in town for my dad, going to Poundland to buy one of those things you stick in the car cigar lighter to turn it into three different sockets. It is a statement of fact these days, unfortunately, that you need at least two of those cigar lighter things to run sat navs and MP3 players and the FM transmitter that I've just bought in. So we distracted ourselves with that. Then I dropped them off at that Beth's parents and drove down, and it turned out to be not such bad news. And that's what the whole thing has been. It's been a cycle of a real low and a kind of down in your heart, thinking, "Oh no, this is gonna go on and on." And then kind of a little while later, there'll be this little glimmer of hope, and it's almost like we're waiting for it to be dashed. But let's stay positive. Let's wait until the next audio boo. Until then, speak to you soon.